के दिखाए आप जो भी कहते बाबा करके दिखा। हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
प्यारे से वतन में ओ ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children who are loved by God everywhere. Such children who are loved by God are few out of multi-millions. Because you can experience God's love only at this time. Throughout the kalpa, you experienced the love of souls, great souls, religious souls, but God's love you experience only at the confluence age. Which all of you children are experiencing now. If someone was to ask you, where is God? What would you reply? He is with me.
Mere saath hi rehte
hai. He lives with me.
Mere dil mein hi rehte hai.
He lives in my heart. You are experiencing in this way, are you not? It's you who know God, and it's you who have the experience of God's love, and you say it with that experience that God lives in my heart and I live in God's heart.
Ye parmatma
you know that this the intoxication of God's love. Is experienced. It's only we children who have this, the fortune of having this type of experience. When anyone has love for anyone, then what is the sign of that? If someone loves someone, what's the sign of that? The sign of that is to surrender the self on that one. Therefore, what does the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul want from you that you children know it very well? Baba wants that every child of his should become Bab Saman, like the father. Just as Baba's wish is that just as Baba's stage is so elevated, the children's stage also becomes that elevated. And what is that stage? It is the stage of complete purity. It is the stage of complete purity. It should be such purity that even in the dreams, impurity cannot enter. Impurity cannot enter even in the dreams. Such a pure stage. You are preparing yourselves for such a stage. In that complete stage of purity, there will not be even a trace of impurity. There will not be even a trace of impurity. in that complete stage of purity. As time is coming closer, Bhaktada is giving the signal that according to the closeness of time, even waste thoughts are a sign of impurity. According to the closeness of time, even waste thoughts are a sign of impurity. So check even this during the whole day. Whether any waste thoughts came either in the form of ego or in the form of feeling insulted. They are rhyming words in Hindi, abhiman and apman, and see whether these thoughts pull your intellect. Because, why you have to check this? Because as you move along, if you consider the specialities of Baba to be your specialities and then feel the ego or become arrogant about them, then that too is having waste thoughts. So even those are waste thoughts if you think that they are your specialities and you're the arrogance of them. And if there are impure thoughts in the form of I am no less, I also know everything, whatever I have thought is the right thought. It is a very elevated thought. So the thought of I-ness because of ego, even this is a trace of impurity. Therefore, check in yourself. checking yourself whether there is any trace of such impurity of waste thoughts, trace of impurity of such waste thoughts. Why is Baba saying this? Because you are the children who are to bring the golden age, which is a pure world, closer. You are those children of God who are loved by God, and it is you children who have to bring that world closer. And therefore, as you children are instrument for it, whatever vibrations you create, they spread everywhere. Therefore, check in yourself. Whether any type of such waste thought pulls you towards it. Because the pure world, your pure rule is coming closer. At present, sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in their different forms. The vibrations of purity are needed for overcoming that. The reason for peacelessness and sorrow is impurity. Therefore, therefore, those impure souls and the devotee souls need double service from you. Where service through words is concerned, Baba has observed that you are doing that service in a grand way everywhere. It is happening very well everywhere. And you are also serving so that people stop their complaint that we do not know what you are doing. So that complaint is also going because people are coming to know what you are doing. But now the souls need extra sakash from you. And that is possible only through service of the mind. To give sakash through the mind, to give courage, to instill zeal and enthusiasm in them. Therefore, at this time there is need of doing double service. And for that, Bap Dada has said that every child should consider himself to be an ancestor soul, the foundation of the Kalpa tree. You are ancestors, you are ancestor souls as well as worthy of worship souls. Dada keeps on listening to the cries of the sorrowful souls, keeps on hearing the cries of the sorrowful souls, the sound of their cries reaches Bap Dada, and it should also reach you children. The more you reach that stage of completely pure soul, you are reaching the stage, but along with that you have to increase service through the mind. In today's world, peace, happiness, contentment is reducing more and more. But you, who are worthy of claiming God's love, there is need for you, so of you souls, to give handful of love, contentment and happiness to such souls. So there is need for you souls to give peace, happiness and contentment to such souls. You have to give them a handful of happiness. First thing is you have to give sakash through your mind, and second thing is through your face and behavior, you have to reveal the Father. Your face and behavior, you have to reveal the Father. At present, whatever service you are doing or whatever you have done up to now, for that Bap Dada is very happy about that, because everywhere there's so much of zeal and enthusiasm for service. However, one service hasn't taken place yet. Now, this sound has definitely spread that the Brahma Kumaris make human beings good. They make them good human beings, because whatever impure activity, behavior that people are doing, the Brahma Kumaris are freeing them from that type of impurity, because the government too wants it, especially for the youth group. and the people say that the Brahma Kumaris are doing a good job of changing people. However, now the father has come. God has already come. This is the knowledge the Brahma Kumaris are giving, and they are giving the knowledge which God has given to them, or God is giving to them. And our father has come to give inheritance to us. So this sound should spread, because only when their eyes go towards the father, they too will be attracted towards God's love, and that attraction will pull them towards God. Yes, up to now they have been saying it's very good, very good, so that's okay. They have been saying this for a long time now. But then God's revelation should attract them, and only then they too will start becoming good. So they should be able to recognize the father, the father whom they remember, they can receive the father's knowledge and the inheritance from him. This understanding should come to them. Therefore, for that, serve through the mind, and through service of the mind, you should bring the souls closer to Baba through your face and behavior. Bring them closer to Baba. Let the Father be revealed through your eyes. Let the Father be revealed through your eyes. So, come together and make plans for this. Bap Dada noticed that whatever plans Bap Dada has been giving from time to time, the children have with great zeal and enthusiasm and have carried out those plans with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. They have done it and they are continuing to do it. And for that, Bap Dada, congratulates the children multi-million times. Yes, the children. Some are waving, some are clapping, and Baba says, okay, clap. Now, the addition you have to do is God is giving inheritance. And if you do not take His inheritance now, then when else will you take it? Because Baba feels mercy. On the children, as Baba sees the atmosphere filled with so much of sorrow and unhappiness, and all of you know very well that whatever is happening in the world today will reach its climax. It will reach the extreme, because without reaching the extreme or the climax, the end will not come. So, make souls have an experience. Don't just tell them, speak to them, but then give them also an experience of what you tell them. Make them experience that how God has come and is giving inheritance to His children. All of you also ask Baba this question, don't you? Baba, when and how will Baba be revealed? This is what you ask from Baba, don't you? So, the sound has spread in this way that the Brahma Kumaris are good, they are doing good work, but who is teaching them? Who is teaching them? Who is the bestower of the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris? This is what you have to prove to them. You have to make the time close. That is, you have to close the time, is it not? The cycle, you have to close the cycle. So who will finish the cycle? Who will close the cycle? Every child thinks, doesn't he, that he is instrument for that? Baba has given this responsibility along with him also to the children. Son shows father.
Koi.
See,
आप सबने पाप को जाना तो क्या किया?
Well, you recognized the father, then what did you do? You have recognized the father, haven't you? So after you have come to know the father, after having recognized the father, what did you do? You became the child and claimed his inheritance. You claimed the right to his inheritance. Haven't you? Therefore, now there should be a queue of souls who will be willing to claim this inheritance like you have claimed. And why the queue hasn't started yet? Why has the queue not started yet? Because
koi bachche abhi fiyat sankalpon ke
because some children are themselves standing in the queue of waste thoughts themselves. They are in the queue. Baba sir is using the word queue in two ways, punning on the word queue. In Hindi, queue means why, and English, queue means a queue. So they themselves are in the queue of queue, means why. They have their own questions and they are in themselves in the queue. So how can they expect the queue to be in front of them? So because, well, the time is coming to an end, to the end. The cycle is coming to a close, but the waste in the children haven't come to a close yet. And that waste is creating an obstacle in front of the children and not allowing them to become complete. Therefore, today, Bap Dada,
is
giving courage to the children everywhere so that they may finish all the waste in them. You have to finish the waste in you and become powerful yourself and also make others powerful. Not just give message to others but also make them powerful. Celebrate the closing ceremony of waste, of wastage. Can it be possible? that you celebrate the closing ceremony of wastage. Those who think that waste thoughts, are causing harm to them, they are also wasting time. They also are not allowing them to stay happy all the time. They are reducing their fortune in this way. So you do understand all this, and you have to bring time closer. Who else will bring time closer? It's you children who will bring time closer, is it not? So those who think that we have to bring the end closer, and for that we have to finish waste. It's not that we will do it, but we must do it, we have to do it. Those waste thoughts should not come even in your dreams. So even in dreams they shouldn't come. So such type of courageous souls, those who consider themselves to be courageous souls, raise your hand. In this way, as Baba mentioned, all the criteria of a courageous soul. It's the hand of your mind, is it not? Not just the physical hand. It's very easy to raise the physical hand, but it should be the hand of your mind. Are you raising the hand of your mind? They raise their hand. Those who are raising the hand of their mind, they raise their hand. The VIPs of today, stand up. Baba is saying the VIP, all those VIPs who have come today, many guests have come, contact souls, air souls, mic souls, many souls, contact souls have come. They are businessmen. You know, Larsen and Toubro, very big industry, big company, the chairman of that. So Baba is saying, the VIPs who have come, you know what VIP means? VIP, when Baba says that, means those who are loving, cooperative, and have love for the task going on here. We have love for the sisters, for the brothers. Baba is calling them the VIPs. Those who have love for Baba and the family, those who are cooperative. Now after this, do you have to become next? You're already loving and cooperative, and therefore you are VIPs. But what have you to become after that? And Baba's happy with what you are doing. Now what will you become? Just one thing, little thing. Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you what you have to do? Bab Dada says, yes, you have good love for Baba, good love for the family. You also remember
Baba Shabd.
You also utter the word Baba in your mind. But the addition you need is, what is the addition you have to do? You have to come in the list of easy yogi souls. This is the addition you have to do. You have taken one step forward. Now, in order to move forward, what is done? What is done in order to move forward? After you take one step forward, when you take one step forward, you move forward. But then to move further forward, you have to take the other step also, is it not? Therefore, Baba's desire is towards the loving and cooperative children. Bab Dada wants that along with this step of love and cooperation, you take the other step of becoming an easy yogi. Can you also become easy yogi souls? Nothing is difficult. You don't have to leave anything. On the contrary, the power of yoga will help you further. It will help you also in your task, in your lokic work. Bab Dada always remembers his loving and cooperative children. Why does Baba remember them? Because each one of you are an example. It is, you know, for one thing, people are afraid. They think that those who come to the Brahma Kumaris, they have to renounce their family, their home. But you are living in your home and having love and cooperating. Therefore, on seeing you, they will also have enthusiasm to come. So in this way, you will be serving souls, many souls. Through you, many souls' fortune will be awakened. The lock will be opened. You like this seva? If you raise your hand if you like this service. And they are raising their hand. Okay. Now Bab Dada is giving you one blessing. You kept the courage. And the fruit or reward of courage is very sweet. Therefore, Bab Dada is giving you the blessing that you will stay ever happy in the new coming golden aged world. You will not have to listen to the complaints of the people, you will get everything. What people need is good health, a healthy mind, lots of wealth. That's what people want. But so in that world, nothing will be lacking in your treasure store, and you will get it for 21 lives. This is guarantee. This is guaranteed that you will get all this for 21 births. So, Bap Dada likes everything what you do, but one more thing you have to do, which Bap Dada wants you to do. Maybe you cannot come every day to the center. At least phone to the center every day. So, then phone the center where you are connected with, and you fix your time with her when you are going to phone her, and then on phone itself, godly versions which are called Murli, the blessing, the beginning portion of the Murli, the essence of the Murli, the question answer, the blessing and the slogan, that you listen from the teacher on phone if you cannot come every day. Yes, you can. If you can do that, then raise your hand. Yes. In today's world, in the present situation, everything is changing so much. People's attitudes are changing, government rules are changing, behavior is changing, everything is changing. And therefore, all the adverse situations will continue to come. Worse things will come. Therefore, in order to finish the waste, you need to have powerful thoughts. So, in order to finish waste, you need to have best thoughts. So, only through powerful thoughts you can finish the waste thoughts. And that is possible by listening to Baba's blessing. Blessing which comes in the Murli is an elevated thought. So when any waste comes in your mind, at that time create an elevated thought, because mind cannot stay empty. The mind needs thoughts all the time, some or the other thoughts all the time. Therefore, in order to change waste into best, the blessing, some everyday's Murli, the slogan, and the beginning in the form of essence of the Murli and the question answer, that will help you and change your thoughts. That will change your thoughts. You can do that, can you? Can you do that? Some must be doing it already. You can do a lot of service by becoming experienced yourself and enabling others to get the experience, because time is moving very fast. As time is moving fast, your service will also go fast. Therefore, you have come here, and therefore Baba is very happy to see you. You are Baba's children, although you come to the center sometimes, but you are Baba's children. when you wake up at Amrit Vela, when you wake up at Amrit Vela, maybe you stay in bed, you sit in your bed and you say good morning to Shiv Baba. Can you do that? See, there's a saying, you know, in the morning if someone meets someone who's good, you know, and some auspicious things happen, then the whole day is good. But in the morning if they see someone bad or someone something wrong, then the whole day goes wrong and they say, I don't know what happened, whose face I saw in the morning that the whole day went bad. So if they see a good someone good, then the whole day goes good. So who's the best of all? Best is Shiv Baba. You have love for Shiv Baba, is it not? Therefore, the moment your eyes open, say, Shiv Baba, good morning. And at night, when you close your eyes, you lie on your bed and close your eyes, at that time say, Shiv Baba, good night. This is easy, is it not? Then your whole day will be very good, because the first thought and the last thought is a very auspicious thought. So if it's a good thought, then the whole day will be good. You all love Shiv Baba, don't you? Therefore, in this way, if you do this, then this way you'll progress very well. Even in your Laukik life, you will experience lots of happiness. There won't be any wave of sorrow in your life. So, do you accept it? And they are nodding to Baba. So become easy yogis. I am a soul, I am Shiv Baba's child, this is easy yoga. Whilst moving along, say, I am a soul, I am Shiv Baba's child. You can remember this, can't you? That's very good. Okay, now you may sit down. You must be tired. Baba is showing concern about that too. You must be tired. You know, for a long time they're standing. So Baba had chit-chat with these souls. Now all of you, who are Baba's heirs and also the ones who are going to become heirs, those who say that yes, we are pakka, complete heir children, they raise their hand. All are heir children. Then even the VIPs are raising their hand, Baba saying, so you should clap for them too, because all are heir children. So, all the heir children have to have a determined thought today. The determined thought is, they will make, you will make a determined thought in front of Bab Dada today that from now onwards, not from some other time onwards, but from now onwards, we will finish all the waste completely. Are you ready for that? Ready to finish all your waste in you? Raise your hand for that if you are. Oh, everyone raising their hand. All the waste finished. Okay. Those who say this is a determined thought of the mind, not just raising the hand, but in the mind I have this determined thought, very strong thought, it's in the mind. They raise their hand, again everyone raising their hand. Those at the back, are you raising your hand? Yes, they too are raising their hand. Again, those who say they are determined to finish their waste, they raise their hand again. Some are raising both hands, huh? It's nice. What day is today? Monday, no, it's Monday. It is, Baba saying, it is the day to finish the waste. So to finish waste means to become powerful. Always powerful. Which other task you have to do? First is finish all the waste. The second, the day to finish all sorrow and peacelessness too. Two things you have to do. One is to finish all waste and have only powerful thoughts. And secondly, to invoke the end closer, to make the end come closer. So, bring the powerful time closer, the golden age closer, not to Baba if you say, yes, we will do these two things. Why Baba is saying this? Because Baba can hear the cries of sorrow of souls, and Baba doesn't know why you can't hear. Baba can hear the cries so clearly of sorrow of souls. When Bab Dada hears the cries of sorrowful souls, at that time, the children who consider themselves to be heirs, the ones who are going to take the complete inheritance from the father, so such air souls also should have mercy on those souls who are lacking this inheritance and be instrumental in bestowing the inheritance on them too. Why are you not able to have mercy on those souls? Unlimited disinterest and mercy, these two should come in you. Unlimited disinterest within you and mercy on souls. These two things should come in you. Little trivial matters, why, how, when, you should not waste your time in these things anymore. So, oh, Bap Dada's long lost now found children, the blessed children who claim multi-million blessings from the bestower of fortune, now you make your thoughts have determination in them. Use the key of determination to your thoughts. Become karma yogis. That is, there should be karma and yoga in your life. Not only sometimes. Life is whole time, not sometimes. Therefore, karma and yoga should be whole time in you. Therefore, emerge your image of being merciful, compassionate, loving, bestower, soul. Baba has already told you for a long time now that that anything can happen suddenly. So before anything happens suddenly, at least fulfill the desires of the devotees, at least hear the cries of the sorrowful souls. Every one of you, whether young or old, you are responsible souls for finishing this old sorrowful world and bringing in a new happy world. Saying, for how long will Bap Dada continue to come and go? For how long will Bap Dada continue to come and go? Therefore, everything will happen suddenly. As you are the air quality souls, you have to play the role of having mercy on souls and bestowing inheritance to other souls as well. Do not question when will it happen. It will happen suddenly. This is why I have to finish waste. Not that it has to happen, but I have to finish waste. Bap Dada saw the result. Bap Dada checked the speed of karma of the souls or the fate of the souls of the children. Bap Dada checked to what extent the children have accumulated treasures in them. Bap Dada also checked how much fortune the children have experienced in them. Baba has checked many things, a few things Baba mentioned. And what did he notice after checking? The children are making very good effort for accumulating. That is, in their account of income, there is good accumulation. However, the percentage of accumulation is different for everyone. That is, sometimes you think that you have accumulated a great deal, but actually percentage-wise, it is accumulated little bit only, and also it is not accumulated for good, forever. You know, one is to accumulate and then lose it, and the other is to accumulate it forever. In both there's accumulation, but then there's losing in one and there is saving in the other. And therefore, Bap Dada is emphasizing on having determined thought in each thing. Baba made you have a determined thought to conquer anger. So maybe you do not get angry through words, but even in your mind the anger shouldn't come. There should be no upheaval in the mind too. There should be no question in the mind. Why? How? Even having questions is like getting angry. So maybe you have controlled your mouth. Very good. Some of you have controlled it. But then in the mind also that control should be there. So in the mind these thoughts come. You try to finish them. These waste thoughts come in the mind and you try to finish them. But still, Bhapta, that happy that your children have paid attention. You have begun to understand that it is probably your own fault which is causing all that. Did you understand? Okay, now you may say. So Muniben has got up to say whose turn of seva.
Baba seva ka turn.
So it is eastern zone. Eastern zone, Nepal and Tamil Nadu. So Bengal, Bihar, Bengal, Bihar. So Muniben has got up to say whose turn of seva.
Baba seva ka turn.
So it is eastern zone. Eastern zone, Nepal and Tamil Nadu. So Bengal, Bihar, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, and Jharkhand,
Nepal or Tamil Nadu.
Jharkhand. So the many states, all eastern zone, Nepal as well as Tamil Nadu, about 10,000. So double foreigners, Baba Singh, are here. But it's all those of eastern zone, Nepal and Tamil Nadu, about 10,000 of them. 10,000. Looks like 3/4 of the hall is of this zone. Only the sevadharis, only those who are only sevadharis, they stand. The others who are with them, they have come only for Baba's meeting, they sit down. Still so many. So eastern zone.
Eastern maybe. Bodhi.
There are many parts in eastern zone.
Eastern zone. Kito Vishishta.
Eastern zone has its speciality, and And in that too, Calcutta is special. Where the sun of knowledge rose. Rama Baba used to live in Calcutta, no? So Baba had his shop in his Lokik life. So Baba says there he got that experience. So that land where the sun of knowledge rose, that land is so great. So this Bengal and Bihar is also no less. Bihar. Why Bihar is no less? Baba is saying because Bab Dada that in Bihar there is a very good method of seva, of service. Because the people of Bihar are very thirsty souls, very thirsty. And in Bihar, there was some upheaval. And the sisters and brothers of Bihar, the work they did, that was very good because they became instrumental in helping souls and in giving jnana to souls. They did service of feeding the mind as well as the body. That is why in Bihar your name has spread very well. People listen with love because you have served them from the heart. So it's not just yes, you have also opened centers there, not just helped physically, but also many centers have opened there, and therefore to all the children of Bihar who have served so well there, Baba is congratulating you very much. In other places also it is happening. And you have done it. Bab Dada is not taking every name, but children are doing it everywhere. Even in foreign lands, children have helped. In India also, you have helped. But then Bihar has its speciality. There, everywhere, they have done very good. Showered good rain of knowledge everywhere. How many centers have been opened in Bihar? Baba Singh, give them the mic. How many centers have you opened in Bihar? so Rani Behen of Bihar, Muzaffarpur. So Baba, she's saying that in Bihar, in one, they have opened centers in 12 districts of Bihar, because there were no centers there, and they have opened, I mean, opened many Gita Parshalas too. They have opened centers everywhere, so it is good. Bap Dada likes this service very much. Wherever the condition is not good, there you can do double service. Because there's great poverty in Bihar, you know, so the centers have helped people financially, monetarily, or even physically, because the situation is not very good there. The people are very poor. So, but Baba says that you have helped them, and then they become your helpers easily. Bap Dada has seen that this zone, you know, service has expanded in this zone very much. In Nepal also, our service. Odisha, Assam, Tamil Nadu. Yeah, there are so many serviceable hands. Because the sun of knowledge rose there, therefore many centers. The companions are also many. Bap Dada has seen that a zone, some zones are not, you know, some zones are not very big, they are small, but still they have lots of enthusiasm for service. And they have served with great interest and are also serving with great interest. So all these zones, these states, so some states are big, some states are small, but in all the states in eastern zone, they have done very good service, and regular students have also increased. Either through small programs or big programs, service has expanded. Media is helping there too. But then, whatever Baba has said, that bring time closer. For that, you have to prepare as quickly as possible. Okay. So, all those have come from Bengal, Bihar, and all eastern zone. Bap Dada is congratulating you. You have earned a lot of charity by doing service. You are taking good care of everything. Yes, the crowd is more. Bap But Bap Dada noticed one thing, that
kam sankhya mein aane ke bajaye badi sankhya mein aana pasand aaye.
The children now are happy in coming to Madhuban, even if the number is more, if there's more quantity, then also children like to come. And day by day the quantity will increase. But still it is better than the Kumbh Melas in the world. So at least here you are getting good food, and there, you know, in Kumbh Melas, in those big melas, food also is filled with dust and mud and all that. Water is also dirty, but here at least you are getting everything good. And maybe some of you have to stay in a tent, but still you feel comfortable. So all those who have come in this mela here, Baba is seeing the love they have in their heart. When there is love, then everything is accepted. And everything is accepted then, because everything is being done happily, and therefore obstacles are not felt at all. Problems are just overlooked. So you are playing a very good part of seva. Okay. Here those who are sitting, maybe you did not get good accommodation. Those who say that they did not get good accommodation, they are not happy, or any problem, food, accommodation, anything. Raise your hand if you think. Raise your hand high if you think that you have some problem. Nobody is raising. Anyone raising that? I think one person is raising. Baba saying you, whoever has raised the hand, Baba saying you meet Nirvair and you ask him. Nirvair Bhai is laughing. If you have any problem, yeah, you will get some facility, don't worry. Okay, all of you may sit now.
Baba, double videshi bhai, maine bahut
double foreigners, many have come,
double
many
foreigners bahut aaye hue.
Tamil Nadu, Baba.
Tamil Nadu, utho bhai. Deke ko uthati hu. Pehle Tamil Nadu uthiye.
Tamil Nadu. All these are from Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu is also racing forward in service. Bap Dada got the news that they have done very good service through exhibition and mela of 12 Jyotirlingam, you know, 12 Shivlings, the Jyotirlingam. And other states have also taken from them, and they are doing exhibitions of the 12 Jyotirlingam. After all, Shiva, Shiv Baba is the highest of all, and in that mela they give introduction of Shiva. So this service is also very good. and they go to other states and do this type of seva that Baba likes very much. Baba liked this news very much of how you are doing in Tamil Nadu everywhere and also going to other states and serving other states as well. Because wherever there's unity in the zone, that unity helps to do more charitable acts, helps to have more zeal and enthusiasm. Also, you know, in Chennai they have made a very beautiful hall with the cooperation of the whole zone. This is very good. It is the cooperation of the whole zone which has enabled them to build such a big hall. That is why the zone is made to come together, because when each one comes closer to one another and then helps one another too. There is no question of my area, but everyone is mine. Wherever there is need, there the help is given. Because wherever the need is there, that is mine and then you help. So, though the states are different, but then wherever there is need, there help is given. To help in need is a big charitable act. If you want to increase in your account, then do more charity and your account will increase. This is what Bap Dada likes. Keep on expanding. You will expand, won't you? More and more. Raise your hand, all of you. Did all of you raise your hand? You will expand more and more. I was telling Tamil Nadu. All of us are one. It's because of service that, you know, so that proper care can be taken, this, whether zones and sub-zones and all that, that it's all one. And we will always remain one. We belong to one and we'll always belong to one. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene bhi bahut aaye hain.
Double foreigners have also come. All double
Nepal
foreigners. Also Nepal is there. Yeah, Nepal. Nepal first stand up. All from Nepal. Rajben. So many from Nepal. Bap Dada keeps hearing the news of service being done in Nepal. According to the atmosphere there in Nepal, compared to that, The service is very good. The expansion is very good in Nepal. They are with great yukti. They are serving very well there. Bhaktada is happy to hear about the service being done in Nepal. So the political upheaval may be there, other things may be there, but Baba's spiritual service continues to grow there. The centers continue to increase there. In spite of the upheavals, the children are stable. The upheavals in the country, but still the children are very stable there, and they are doing more and more service, expanding a great deal. Very good. All this is Nepal which is standing. Yeah, Baba is happy to see all Nepal. Raise your hand, all those of Nepal. This is good. What you have made. So, it's good, you know, when you give one zone first to do seva, then so many come from each zone. They serve and also help everyone. They like give salvation to all. Okay, you may sit down. Now, double foreigners, please stand up. Long awaited. All double foreigners, please stand. Nearly 1,000 double foreigners. Raise your hand, all of you wave to Baba. Very good.
Acha. Double Videshon ko Bap Dada ne title diya.
Bap Dada has given the title to the double foreigners that you are double effort makers. So say, you are double effort makers, aren't you? Say, raise your hand if you say, if you think you are double effort makers too. No, not double foreigners, but double effort makers. Double effort makers? Very good. Bahut acha. Bahut acha. Bap Dada always keeps telling that it is service in foreign lands that has proved that God is world benefactor. First, Baba was benefactor of Bharat alone, but now in every turn, from nearly 90 countries or 80 countries, double foreigners come. So Bap Dada is happy that in every turn of Bap Dada, double foreigners come, because service is expanding in every country too, and all of you are serving with so much zeal and enthusiasm that you come in every turn, every meeting. Although many of you have to work very hard, Bhaktada knows at the beginning when children used to come once, then after returning they used to start gathering money for the next year to come again to buy ticket for the next season. But they used to come, and now body, mind, wealth, in everything you are moving forward. And Bhaktada has told you earlier that when you come to Madhuban and get refreshed and you come in different groups, personal attention is given to each one of you that is liked by Bhaktada a great deal. Bhaktada heard about the result of this group too. How you have come so close to each other, love, cooperation has increased so much that anyone gives a signal to anyone, then that signal is understood, and if there's anything lacking, then it is spoken, the exchange is taken place, and the change is brought in. So Bhaktada keeps on hearing this news, and he likes it very much, that how children are bringing about a transformation in themselves very quickly. Because unless you know, you recognize yourself well, then the transformation is not possible. Therefore, Bhaktada likes very much the way you are making effort. You come in groups together, hold meetings, hold retreats, so in them you are able to pay more attention. This is very good. Baba likes it very much. Double foreigners are double effort makers. This is what Bhaktada likes. This Bhaktada saw in this season. Otherwise, all of you who have come, now you have to make your... Do you consider yourselves to be free from obstacles? Those who think that they are free from obstacles, raise your hand. Everyone, Baba is telling everyone. Those who think that they are free from obstacles, raise your hand. All those who have come. Baba is looking around. Majority of you are free from obstacles. Some are not. Majority are free from obstacles. Today,
For that
Bap Dada is giving double blessing to the double foreigners. One is
seva ke center ki firsti para.
First is that you have to increase the quantity of students in the center. You have to aim for that. They will increase, the quantity will increase. You aim for that. And secondly, encourage each one to make more effort, because whatever meetings you hold every year for self-effort, the benefit of that, should be taken more, you know, more and more benefits should be taken of that. You do, the method is good, the method you all use, you all do for self-effort is very good. You can develop it more and more, better and better, and do better effort. So if you pay attention to it, it will grow and expand. So service as well as self-service, service of others and self-service, expansion, growth will take place. Baba is blessing you. And what else? What do you remember in your heart? What does Bap Dada remember in his heart? Bap Dada says, wah, my children, wah. You are great. You are great. Okay, you may sit down.
Yes.
So Baba is saying, okay, all the first timers stand up. It's usually half the class which is of first timers. In this season, majority, more than half class is of first timers. Because those who are regular, those who are older, so they are outside, you know, in the garden, in the conference hall and garden, so the first timers are here. But the VIPs also are standing, Baba is telling them, no, I've already spoken to you, you may sit down. You saw so many first timers, how big the family is become, it is growing, expanding. So Bap Dada says to the family, whole family, wah, family, wah. So many first timers. Now, whatever new places you will have, all will become small. Everything will become small because expansion is taking place more and more. Your attention is now towards giving the message, and therefore the expansion is happening very well. So whatever service you all are doing, that is leading to expansion, is bound to happen because you do so much service. Therefore, to all the first timers, to to all the first timers, Bab Dada is congratulating you multi-million times for coming. Now you have to become free of obstacles too. Whatever problems which might come in front of you. For that, through your stage and through the help of others, you have to finish those problems and keep on flying. Now the time of walking is finished. When you have come, it is now the time for flying. The time for walking is finished. You don't have to walk. Now the time is not meant for walking, it is meant for flying. So keep flying and moving forward. This is a special blessing to all of you and also extra help to the first timers. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. All the children everywhere who receive God's love, who always keep on flying in God's love, who are intense effort makers, and are free from obstacles in service and are serving as true servers to all such children everywhere. Bab Dada is looking at them Bab Dada is looking at you as well as to the children who are far away in distance, and also here in Shantivan who are sitting in different places watching on the screen and also listening to Bab Dada. To all the children everywhere, Bab Dada says, always stay happy and distribute happiness, share happiness with all. This is the blessing for everyone. Let your face always be a happy face, so that whoever looks at your face also starts feeling happy, whatever his state of mind may be. But as he sees your face, he should also become happy. This is the blessing Bab Dada gives to all the children everywhere, and also to the children who are sitting here. To everyone, Bab Dada is giving this blessing. Stay happy and make others happy. Never, never allow your face to sulk. Never. Because if your face looks sulky, then what will happen of the people of the world? So happiness should be visible on your face, it should be visible in your activity, in your behavior. Happiness should be all around you. To such intense effort makers, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, love remembrance, and to all the sweet, sweet children, Namaste. And Dadi Janki is here. Dadi is telling, Baba, you're so good. Baba, you're so good. You're so good. Dadi is saying, I don't know what to do. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. So what should Dadi do? Moini Ben is also here, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, Shantamni Dadi, all are here.